Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a short speech given by Dominic Dyer on the 25th of April at PETA UK's parliamentary reception. The reception was organised to highlight the continuing use of fur from Canadian black bears to make the traditional hats or caps worn by the Queen's Guard, when a high-quality faux fur alternative made by EcoPel now exists, and which has been offered to the government for free for the next 10 years.
Just to sort of start from where I see it, whenever I mention the fact that these hats are being worn by our soldiers and they contain real fur, most people just don't think that's happening. They look back 10 years ago when PETA ran a very effective campaign raising awareness of this issue, and they thought the government did the right thing and stopped it. Well, obviously they haven't. And as far as I'm concerned, and I know this goes for everyone in this room, there is no justification for this horrible, cruel trade going on. And there's no justification for our taxpayers' money being spent on it. But the other response you get from the Ministry of Defence is that this is coming from the culling of bears, black bears in Canada. It's all sustainable. And if we didn't take the fur pelts or go somewhere else, I don't know what you're complaining about. Let's just set the record straight on this issue. There is no national bear cull in Canada. There are control measures put in place at a provincial level, but they are being driven primarily by human-wildlife conflict. And what we see in many parts of the world is what we're seeing playing out in Canada with these bears. We are encroaching on their environment through expansions of towns and cities and people living in wilderness areas. So we're seeing black bears come into streets, into gardens, going into bins. And people then complain about those bears, posing a potential danger to their families or their pets, and that is legitimate. But in many cases, the local authorities then issue a killing license for that bear. And the killing is not done by rangers or local authorities where it's monitored and controlled very rigorously. It's largely done by trophy hunters who are given hunting tags effectively to take a certain number of animals. And it's not undertaken, despite what the Ministry of Defence tells us, by Inuit people. We are not helping Inuit communities to survive by killing black bears in Canada. The vast majority of black bears are killed by trophy hunters who get some perverted pleasure out of killing these animals. And as we've heard already, they bait areas to bring these animals in. They'll ensnare the animals. They will shoot them with high-powered rifles or even bows. And many of these animals will die long, painful deaths of blood loss, organ failure, or starvation. And they also target female bears, when they've given birth to their cubs, when their coats are just right for sale purposes. So often they're killing female bears and the cubs will die as a result. None of this being monitored effectively by any government body. Pretty similar to the badger cull we have here in Britain that is also hugely controversial for the same reason. The hunting of black bears in Canada is a serious animal welfare issue as well, which the government is completely ignoring and is at odds with their commitments to set a very high standard of animal welfare throughout the world. Many leading conservationists and scientists that we work with in Born Free and other conservation organizations will tell us that this is not only cruel, but we can't be certain at a local level in certain provinces that it's not going to have an impact on the ability of bears to repopulate. So we could be knocking the population down, bearing in mind that they're having to deal with all the human-wildlife conflict, climate change, habitat change, and everything else that wild species have to deal with because of our own actions. But what also makes this such a horrible business is the way that the trophy hunters profit from the sale of the pelts and the way that British taxpayers' money is effectively subsidising that trophy hunting. The pelts are sold into auction houses across Canada and then they're purchased by hat manufacturers, including those that work with the Ministry of Defence here in the UK, to produce hats for the Coldstream Guards. We are subsidising cruelty. And this is completely at odds with the government's commitment to end the import of wild animal trophies to Britain, which is supported by the vast majority of the public out there and a vast majority of the MPs in this House. And only a few weeks ago at HSI's excellent reception that the Secretary of State, George Eustace, again committed to delivering in this Parliament. But we know there's a danger here. DEFRA knows the danger here because we've talked to them about this, that if this goes ahead and they continue to allow the killing of black bears in Canada, we will have a situation on our hands where private hunters can't bring in the pelts under the legislation the government wants to implement, but the government could bring in the pelts for hat manufacturers subsidised by the state to produce hats for the Coldstream Guards. That will mean there has to be a derogation in the legislation. If we learn anything from the Ivory Act, such a derogation is open to legal challenge, judicial review. And I'm pretty certain, and I think DEFRA officials know this in their discussions of MOD, that the pledge to make that trophy hunting legislation, get it on the statute books, is in danger. It could be delayed, as we've seen with the Ivory Act, for over 2 years. So there could well be a case that you won't get it in place in this parliament as a result of allowing this cruel, cruel practice to continue. And there is no traceability in the system. Peter have worked very hard asking MOD, can you guarantee that none of these animals come from trophy hunted bears? I'm telling you now, probably most of them are coming from trophy hunted bears. And if the government wanted to change the system of procurement and guarantee that they were not, it would significantly increase the cost beyond where it is at the moment. There is no reason to allow this to continue. Hundreds of bears are being slaughtered to produce hats of this kind for so-called traditional purposes. It's hugely costly, it's extremely cruel, and it does not set an example to the rest of the world that we must bring this type of cruelty to an end. The British Army are not the only forces in the world. The Canadians, for example, do use fur as well. So why can't we set an example by saying we're going to stop this? And say to other Commonwealth countries and other countries in the world, we want you to stop this as well. Why can't we find a better way to manage bear populations without allowing trophy hunters to kill them in this cruel way? Because there are better ways. And if we learn anything about human-wildlife conflict, we can't keep destroying what's left of the natural world for our own cruel, greedy purposes, which I believe is at the very heart of this, rather than so-called tradition for the British Army. And the other thing, yes, I've had my differences with Ben Wallace, the Defence Secretary, not least last summer when we were trying to get Penfarthing, his people and animals out of Kabul. But I'll say this about him. I think he's done exactly the right thing with this government on Ukraine in recent weeks to try and help that country defend itself. But I'd put this to Ben Wallace if he was here now. I'd say, Ben, why are you spending millions on killing black bears in Canada, which I think is an infringement of animal rights, when actually you'd be better sending that millions to Ukraine to protect the human rights of the people there, because that's where it should be spent. Wouldn't you all agree? And that's the crucial issue here. And I just want to end on a wider point, because I said I'd mention this to our colleagues from PETA today. In recent weeks, they've been helping me and others in this room to work with the British government to ensure that refugees coming into this country can bring their dogs, cats, and other companion animals with them. We've all seen the horrible scenes in Ukraine. But the one thing that I think has given us all hope is the amazing compassion we've seen for animals, how people have carried them on their backs, where bombs and bullets will not break that bond. But the one thing we were very deeply concerned about was if refugees entered this country, they couldn't bring the animals with them. They might be parted, and in fact, many could have been euthanized as a result. But through the work of PETA, through the work of HSI and others that are here today, and Andy Knott from League Against Cruel Sports and others, we've managed to work with the British government. I will give them credit because they've moved mountains to make sure that we can change the quarantine rules. We can shorten them. We allow everyone to come in as refugees with animals. We will blood test those animals and allow home quarantine as well. And I'm pleased to say over 21,000 people are now coming through that system as a direct result of that work. Over 500 dogs and cats are coming and more are to follow. And I get messages every day from people that are so grateful for the work that's been done. And that's why the work of PETA, and that's why the work of HSI and Born Free and others in this room is so important. And that's why we're going to stop this horrible bear trade as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more blogs and audio on wildlife, animal rights and the environment, please go to offtheleash.substack.com. And if you'd like to comment or contact us, you can leave a message on Substack or on our Twitter feeds, @CharlieMoores and @DomDyer70.